Well, lots of people are seeing that right now. We're not going to take it anymore. They're just upset, confused, and everything else. A horrible story of the police shooting of that unarmed man who was running away from him, shot him four times in the back. Jeez, why does this happen? Had a chance to talk to my friend. His name's Ron Barber, who runs a police training company out of St. Louis nationally. And he, like I am, were staunch supporters of police. But when you look at this video, this one got out of hand, and there's not much you can say about that in terms of defending the police officer. Again, you know, I always go back to the school, don't run away from a cop. Just, you know, yes, sir, what did I do? And, you know, take the heat for that. But that's not an excuse in this case. And even Ron, who's very critical of people outside of police, said this is a bad one. And just lots going on. So let's take some open line calls from you right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast AM. It was interesting hearing Mark Baird talking about what it was like to be a pilot and that there is tension sometimes in the cockpit. Like this Air India flight a couple days ago. The pilot asked the co-pilot, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And the co-pilot thought it was demeaning, didn't want to do it. And they started fighting with the co-pilot swinging at the pilot. And they didn't want to report that after they landed. They even took off because they figured they didn't want the flight to get canceled. But you talk about tension. You don't realize how many times you literally put your hands in somebody's own, you know, your life in somebody's hands. It's really something. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mark's in St. Louis. Mark, my son told me you guys had one heck of a hailstorm today.
George, actually, it was yesterday.
Ah.
And it was, I'm over 50, so I've been here a long time. I've never seen a hailstorm like this as far as the length and the intensity. I actually have some in some of the big hail paces I put in my freezer because nobody would believe the size of them. Jeez. And it went for 20 minutes, 25 minutes straight.
Oh, I mean, man.
Boom.
Broken windshields and things like that on cars?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain. I got probably about four calls today. I saw my caller ID when I got home that said unknown. I'm sure it was people calling up to see if they wanted to do, you know, to look at my roof.
Oh,
you know,
my God. Or what about the insurance claims on the cars, the dings that are going to be all over those cars?
I'm sure they're all over the place because, you know, The hail was probably the size of a really big marble. I mean, when we were kids, we had marbles, and there was another marble that was like one size up,
that was
a little bit bigger. I don't know if they called them cat's eyes or something like that. That seems to be in the back of my mind, but these were huge. And my whole deck, about half of my deck, was completely covered in white.
But jeez.
Anyway, now, George, this is not a normal topic I think that somebody would call in on. This is something that you would normally have one of your guests talk about.
But okay.
You used to be in the Navy.
Yes, I was.
And you paid. You were in. I'm trying to. It was like I'm trying to think what the actual title was that you did.
But I was a public information.
Public relations.
Yeah, public information officer.
Yeah, public information officer. Well, you know, because of it, you pay attention to the stuff that's going on. I mean, you just do. Anyway, when you look at what's going on right now, we essentially have a nation out there that basically, you know, says death to America. And this is not political in the sense that I'm not bashing the Republicans or the Democrats. I hate them both, okay? Because I don't think either one of them are representing us. But in the scheme of things, we have a nation that's talking about death to America, and they're on a path to get nukes. And our president just gave something away the other day, I guess, in a speech where he said that they're 2 to 3 months away right now from having a nuclear weapon. But yet this deal or framework that they're talking about, it doesn't end until, I guess, the deadline's June 30th.
That's right.
Explain this to me. Why isn't everybody up in arms thinking, you know, wait a minute, you know, we got a nation that wants to destroy us, and we're going to let them get nukes. And, mind you, and then I'll shut up, ICBMs. They have an ICBM program. You don't need those to hit Egypt, Israel, Saudi Arabia. Intercontinental.
That's right. And they've got a navy where they can park some of these on their ships and take them right off our coasts.
Well, explain to me, why isn't everybody up in arms?
They should be. I think they're just nuts. There's something going on with people. They're almost like they're in a fog. They've become zombies. I mean,
You know what I think it might be? Years and years ago, I read a book by Trout and Reese, Al Trout and Jack Reese. It was called Positioning the Battle for Your Mind. And one of the things that they talked about was people are so bombarded with information that you really have to do something to grab their attention. Otherwise, they don't pay attention to things.
And
mind you, this book was written back in the 80s. Here now we are. People are walking around, you know, falling down sewers, looking at their smartphones. They're on the Internet. They're listening to music.
I saw a guy smack into a stop sign pole with his cell phone in his hand. He wasn't looking, right? He was sending a text message, and then bang, his head smacked right into the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Well, have you had that? I think it's Craig B. Hewlett. I think.
Yes, Craig comes on a lot.
Yes, and when you usually have him on, you know, he usually come on sometimes for like, you know, just in the beginning and give a brief.
Right.
Has he talked about this? I mean, I'm sure you talked to these people.
Howard Bloom's talked about it a lot, but it's time to talk about it again because it's just nuts.
Well, I just don't get it. If I could say one other thing, and I'll let you take another call. I don't want to monopolize you. But remember, you go back and you look at World War II. We dropped the bomb on Japan because we estimated that if we had to do an invasion, it would kill a million Americans.
That's right.
And it would kill over a million Japanese. You'd have 8-year-old kids out there with bamboo spears, trying to spear Americans.
Yeah, and they'd get shot.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just don't get it. But anyway, thanks for my, you know. I just think people are nuts.
Well, yeah, we got to meet up on one of my St. Louis trips.
I would love that. You can have Tommy get my address if you wish.
Yep, we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, put you on hold. Tommy, get Mark's phone number, if you would, and I'll hook up with him when I'm in St. Louis. Lots of things going on in St. Louis, by the way, that we're going to need your help on. If you're in the St. Louis area, I'll be telling you much more about this. But in June, I need you to be part of an audience for a television taping. It's free, and just keep listening to the program if you're in St. Louis. We need about 100 people, so I want to fill that thing up, and it's going to be pretty fascinating. And then on September 19th, and there'll be more information on that with my affiliate 97.1 FM, we are going to have a huge live event, concert, band, guests. We need you to appear there. I want you to show up. Those are tickets, but you're going to enjoy it, those of you in the St. Louis, Illinois area. Let's go to Paula now in Enterprise, Kansas. Hey, Paula, you're on the air, and welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Listen, I think people are really uncertain. They're uncertain about their future. I think they're paranoid. I think, and I'm not trying to say this is all people, except that there's this feeling of not being safe anymore.
Hopelessness. There's a feeling of hopelessness.
Yeah. It's like you can't put your finger completely on it, but it's there. And to see people struggle with this kind of uncertainty all the time, like every day, you know, and just like what the guy was just saying before me, you know, you've got the nuclear thing with Iran. You've got ISIS thinking they're going to drop in the middle of a cornfield. I mean, it's everything just sounds like it's so close.
And, you can feel this, can't you?
Yes, all the time.
Me too. This is the first time I have felt in a long time that we were on the brink of a major war, where somebody could do something awfully stupid.
Yeah.
I just feel that. I feel that in my bones.
I agree. You know, I'm 57, and so when I was a teenager, I grew up, you know, Vietnam War going on and stuff like that. And I lived in California until I was 15, and there was a lot of prejudices, you know, and things that people would go through. And I went through some of that, you know. And now it's just like it's heightened. Like you just can't say something fast enough before people jump on you and say, what did you mean by that?
No, I know what you're going through, Paula, and you're not alone. Other people are going through this. Let's go to Benjamin in San Francisco, first-time caller. Hey, Benjamin, thanks for calling.
how are you, man?
Wonderful.
So I'm calling from Northern California, and I just wanted to, you know, like you said earlier with the zombies and people getting weird, you know, like these movies with apocalypse and zombies, it's really symbolic of the human beings these days. And my theory, and I'm 38 years old, and I was born and raised in San Francisco, and what I've seen is because of technology and everybody kind of connected through cell phones and social media and everything, kind of the old world values, chivalry, being kind to one another, communication, having phone calls, all that stuff, interpersonal skills are by the wayside, and it's created a kind of a demographic of selfishness. And, you know, with the technology and certain things with conspiracies and kind of brainwashing, I think just people aren't smart anymore. And I think that's the real problem. And people are weirded out because, you know, they're afraid. And rather than doing something about it, everyone's turning into Chicken Littles.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're spot on. In California, they allow motorcyclists to buzz right between two vehicles. I think that's one of the dumbest laws I've ever heard. But today, I had a guy on a motorcycle cut in front of me, came right up along the side of me, and he must have been doing 65. Cut in front of me by 2 feet, comes right up on the side, left side of me, right? Just keep going. And then he pulled over 2 feet in front of me, and we're doing 60 or 65 miles an hour. Crazy. Tom, you've got a text message for me. What do you got back there in the studio?
We do. In Jerry in Spring, Texas, he texts. He says, hey, George, I have a friend on drugs who is always acting weird. Do you think the drug problem in this country is why people are acting crazy?
No, I do not think so. I think drugs, alcohol, people are weirded out in their own little ways. If they're on drugs, that's sure it's a problem. But I don't think that's why people are whacked out.
Is it possible that people have always been acting this way and we've just never noticed it till now?
No, something's going on. I've been talking about this now for, what, 2 years?
Yeah, a long time we have, right.
And it's getting worse, not better. And because other people are seeing it now, too. You know, I'm not the psychic clairvoyant talk show host, though I'm pretty darn perceptive. But this has gotten worse more and more and more. But,
I see it more with you, actually.
I do shock you sometimes.
But it seems like when people are acting weird, I'm with you and I see it more than I do
maybe
normally.
Maybe I'm a magnet?
No, I don't think you're a weird magnet.
All right, thanks. Next up, we go to West Virginia. Joe's turn on Coast to Coast. Joe, thanks for calling, sir.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call. You know, your caller's there. A lot of them was going to mention what I was going to talk about, and actually I wanted to call last night. I'm working tonight, and your guest, I think, alluded to it, you know, as far as strange behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we become desensitized with these, again, you know, these zombie movies and video games. And like he said, you know, the Hollywood takes these creatures, these folklores, puts them into cartoons, and the kids watch. I mean, I don't want to bash Hollywood or anything like that, but it just makes you think, like, we get all these things just thrown at us, and people, they just live for the moment now.
Yes.
You know, their attention span is very short, like the one caller said. They're on the cell phone. He's tripping. He's walking. You know, you really got to get his attention. And it's, you know, and they just, you know, and they call before you, like the chivalry and stuff. And we just become desensitized to what's going on around us, a horrific thing that's going on around us, and this... it's like hedonism is really, you know, there's no repercussions for hedonism. No one cares anymore about the consequences of what they do.
People, I think, just want to be left alone. Simple as that. You know, that old Howard Beale from the Movie Network line, just leave us alone, give us our television, our telly, and our toaster, and our radial tires, and please leave us alone. I think that's all people want. They just want to be left alone. Anna is in Queens, New York. Nope, she's not ready, but Annie in Alabama is. Hello, Annie.
Thank you, George. We've had 5 people killed here are beaten. Two of them were killed.
Oh, that's...
Managers, I think I know the reason, perhaps, why this is going on, and maybe I know a solution.
What's the reason? What's the solution?
Remember back in the 70s when you asked for triple cheese and you got cheese piled just way high and now they've cut it down? I think that's it.
No, Annie. No, Annie.
I heard a man say, I'm going to get me a pizza outlet, man. If he steps out for a minute, the man said, I'm going to get me one of those pizzas because I paid for one and didn't get it.
You think that's why they're attacking and shooting people?
That's why. Well, the solution could be just to try and put the cheese back like it used to be and see if it stops.
Annie, are you serious? Are you
paid for
Annie? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think that's the reason.
Over cheese?
Yes, because when people crave cheese, it's like a drug. They're like drug addicts. A cheese freak is like a drug addict.
Are you telling me that somebody, if he doesn't get an extra slice of cheese, is going to kill somebody?
If he paid for it and didn't get it.
Oh, well, that's different. If he paid for it.
That's what I'm saying. He paid for it and didn't get it.
Oh, my God. Shoot him for that. No.
That's what they're doing. They're robbing the customers. No. And they're taking the cheese away, and you pay for five cheeses,
Annie,
and you get no extra cheese. I think that's it.
Annie, they're not fighting over cheese.
I heard a man say that paid for triple cheese and didn't get any extra cheese, and he said he was going to wait till they weren't looking. He was going to go in there and get him some of that cheese.
And your solution is give him the extra cheese.
If he paid for it, yeah.
What if he didn't? Just throw it in there.
These are people who paid for the cheese and didn't get it.
You know, that's one of the worst feelings, isn't it? You go to a fast food place, you order something, and then you drive away. You drive away. You go home. You go to your business. You open up the bag, and it's not what you wanted. So what do? Do you go back? Probably not. That's frustrating. But shooting people in Alabama over cheese? Annie, I don't think that's the case. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more open lines for you. It's kind of nice to do these every once in a while. A couple little quick notes and messages. We've got thousands and thousands of people liking us on Facebook. I want more. So if you haven't done that yet, go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. Click the Facebook icon. It's the second one over, I think, and just like us there. Same with Twitter. We've got a lot of people there. We send messages on Twitter every day. Great little messages, so make sure you're part of that. And Instagram, we've got that up and running now, too. So Lex is doing a great job and his staff of doing all that. Just go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. I'm coming back in a moment with more open lines, but first I have to go get some cheese. We'll be back. And in our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to talk about the other side. Make sure you're part of that show, Miracles and Healing. I'm looking forward to that. Those are always refreshing programs. And then Friday I head for Kent, Ohio for that paranormal event. Dave Schrader will be filling in for me Friday night as well. And Dave's always in there. He's like a rock-solid football player, fullback for me, and very dependable. And thank you, Dave, for everything you do for us. Lives up there in Minneapolis. I used to live there back in 1978 to 79. Used to be cold there. Don't know if it is anymore. We're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM and take your final open line calls, so get ready. Okay, welcome back to Open Lines here on Coast to Coast. And by the way, in Albuquerque, in another week, we're adding another station there on FM. I'll give you the details next week, or Lex will post it on the coasttocoastam.com website. So we'll have the FM, we'll have the AM. It'll be great. We're at 600 stations right now. It's pretty good growth. Okay, who's up? Let's go to Jerry in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the show. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Good.
I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I just realized about your show. A friend of mine turned me on to your show the other night, and you guys were talking about all sorts of crazy things like
monsters
and demons, and it was great, man. And that guy, I forgot that guy's name, but he was awesome.
We'll do it all. Conspiracies, monsters, alternative medicine. We'll have it all for you.
Yeah, I already love you, man. I'm already in love with you. But back to the point of the California thing. I think he made a point yesterday of the desalination of water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are we running out of water when we can desalinate it? You know, we got 90% of the earth is made of water.
I know it. You would think that they would be smart enough to invest in these plants and get it done.
Right?
My God.
And it's like, how is that even happening? And then, it's not only that, it's like, he also made a valid point. It's like Americans need to stick together. And that's when it comes down to the Second Amendment, because you guys were also talking about, you know, the Second Amendment says we have the right to bear arms to protect our families, but also to take over a tyrant. And the tyrant is the government. And then the people that own the government are the banks. So that means we're going higher and higher. So who do we go to on that aspect?
Well, the first thing you need to do is protect yourself. I'm a Second Amendment advocate, to be sure. I am extremely nonviolent, but you got to protect yourself. And you're right about tyranny. If tyranny ends up taking over, then you got to do something about it. You have to do something about it. And we're not quite there yet, but things just aren't being handled the right way. I think, not being a political show, but the next presidential election is going to really be important for us, because we're going to need a candidate in there, if there is one out there, who truly cares about us and does something for us. And that means, you know, working on abolishing the Internal Revenue Service, the income tax, going to a fair tax, and so many things. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Bill Spillane on in about a week or so talking about that. We have him on once a year as he keeps pushing. But you know what? We've had him on so many years, still nothing's been done to get this done. But it's going to be an interesting presidential election. We're going to look at it this year, in the next year, not from the eyes of a politician, but from how it affects you and how they affect you. And I may invite some of these candidates to come on the show and take calls, and let's see how gutsy they are. Let's see if they're willing to do that. Tom, you've got a text message for me. What do you got back there?
Do from Marla in Wisconsin. I get so depressed when I think of my future. How do I go about finding hope and change my attitude about people?
There is no hope.
Of course there's hope.
No, I'm kidding. There's lots of hope.
Of course.
You just have to keep pushing and fighting and pulling yourself up. It's not easy.
It's not.
You know what? We get hit every day with issues. And you know, I do too. You know, I think I've got the dream job. I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. But you know what? You get hit with family members who have issues, and you care about them and you worry about them, or your friends, and you know, somebody gets sick, you're worried about that. I have not talked about this story yet, but I was going down a banister with my left hand last week, and apparently there was a little chip of wood on the banister. And it splintered off. Now, I'm going down the steps like a rocket ship. That's the way I do. I'm fast. Right down I go. This splinter, which is about 2 inches long, almost like the size of a toothpick, went right through the palm of my hand. Right through, and there was a little end sticking out from where it went in, and then there was another piece sticking out where it went through. And the whole thing was in there. I had to go get a tweezer. I pulled it out. Blood is spurting all over the place. And then I had little pieces I pulled out over the course of the next day. I still may have one in my hand by my thumb.
When you walked in here, it was so red. I thought you needed to go to emergency.
So I'm going to have that checked. I'm going to be in St. Louis next week. I mean, there could still be a piece of a splinter in there.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it doesn't really hurt, but it's bumpy. I mean, there's something in there. I think.
Maybe it's infected.
So we'll see. But there is hope. You just got to pull yourself up. All right, thanks. Let's go to Donna in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Donna, welcome to the program.
George, thank you so much for taking my call, and God bless you for what you do. You're changing the world. I mean, however many listeners are listening, even if one person changes their life and their attitude, you are so blessed.
You've
changed mine and helped me. First, I wanted to say there was one gentleman who called. He said he was 38 years old, and the things that he said about, like, everyone's kind of self-absorbed, and he was spot on. And I think part of it is I'm to blame. I raised my daughter as a single mom when her dad died, and I spoiled her. She was the only child, and I gave her everything that I didn't get as a child. You know, it was like I had to take her to Disneyland. She had to go to summer camp. She had to have all the new toys. And she learned, you know, to have everything. And I think we kind of raised a generation of kids who, you know, everything's at their fingertips, the whole world, all this information. And they do get self-absorbed and overstimulated. And all the information in the world, it used to be if something happened on the other side of the world, it took time for a reporter to write the story, get it to the paper, get it printed. And not everything could be printed. It wasn't only so much space. Nowadays, you hear about every bad thing that happens. They don't report all the good news. They report everything that's horrible and horrifying. And people are waiting for, like, a shoe to drop. You know, the shoe to drop. Something's going to happen. Whether you're waiting in line for fast food and you don't know someone in line might get mad and pull out a gun.
A gun and start shooting people. I know. It's
crazy. So everywhere you go, we're waiting for something bad going to happen here. But 99% of the things we worry about are never going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I almost broke up a fight with Tom last night. I was mentioning that. We went out to dinner at a place not too far from our studio. And there was a guy who was really upset with management or his waiter. I don't know what exactly happened. We weren't listening in on him. And, I mean, he got up and he was furious and screaming at the manager and saying, "Go ahead, touch me. I'll hit you back. I'll sue you." I mean, it was almost out of control. And Tom and I came to the agreement. Danny, turn Tom's mic up for a second here. Tom, put your headsets on for a second. You and I came to the understanding and the feeling that this guy was scamming so he wouldn't pay his bill.
Oh, yeah. You could totally tell.
Yeah. It was just too weird the way the guy was upset.
He had put his hands behind his back and was egging the manager on.
Yeah.
So it was just too weird and looked like it was set up.
A scam. You go to a restaurant, you create an issue, and you try to walk out on your check.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think happened. All right, thanks. Next up, let's go to Linda in San Francisco. Welcome to the show. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
You're very welcome.
I don't do this very normally. Basically, what I've been looking at for the last couple of years, actually, I'm into astrology, and one of the things that I've been reading over the last 2 years or 3 years, 2012 till now, is there's been these squares, what they call Pluto has been in Capricorn, which represents the government. And Aries has been infiltrated by Uranus, which is all about, getting your rights. And it's been going on like 7 squares. The last one just happened in March. And I've been watching this for a while, and it's really amazing to watch the people around you and yourself included, including me, how we all react really emotionally and over the top as far as our reactions are concerned. And that's just something that I wanted to put into this because it really has an awful lot to do with what's going on. Pluto has an awful lot to do with what's like a transformational process, and Uranus is all about getting your rights. And when you're talking Aries and Capricorn, there is no way that people are going to give up their rights on either level.
But am I right? People are acting weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you, I'm sure, have been having your stuff, and I've been having mine. And it's not a possibility. I work with people all the time specifically mostly on the phone, and it's incredible. One day you talk to somebody and they're like, I can't do this right now. And then like 3 days later, they're like, oh, yes, everything's fine.
Yeah,
and
they're
like normal people again.
Schizophrenic, maybe bipolar. Who knows? Chris is truck driving in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, George, for taking
sure
my
thing.
Call.
Very welcome.
I drive truck. I've been driving for about 14 years now. And you know, truck drivers notice things that happen out here on the highway a little bit more than most people. Here in the last couple of years, and I know you had a guest on earlier tonight talking about how martial law might be coming into effect this
mm-hmm.
year. I have noticed a lot more in the last couple of years of military convoys
yeah.
up and down the highways on roads that they're normally not on. And, you know, I kind of find it weird that it's more frequent now than it has been in the past. And I know they've got they're doing, you know, just running equipment back and forth in pieces, but it just seems like it's a lot more here lately than normal.
And they're not just training exercises, are they?
No. This is heavy equipment. Like I say, I'm from Kentucky, and I live real close to Fort Knox, and tanks, heavy-duty armored equipment, and it just, you know, my uncle is a big prepper, and he's been talking about this stuff for years.
Yeah.
And, matter of fact, he is probably one of your affiliates' biggest customers on prepping for storage food.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, he's been talking about it for years, and you know, I kind of get it now that you know we kind of I think our government's going to take us over, and we got to keep our eyes open.
Oh, we have to. We got to do it all together too, because if we start doing it fragmented, it's not going to happen. Anna is in Queens, New York. Hey, good morning, Anna. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning, George. Thank God. I thought I was not going to get on again.
It got you in.
Sometimes it
I might even get another one or two more callers in, so we're doing okay.
Huh?
We're doing all right.
I'm sorry. Well, anyway, you are right. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are right. People are getting crazy out there.
No doubt.
There is something in the air, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a firm believer of the Bible. I've been in it 40 years. Matthew 26, Jesus did say, in the latter days, violence would increase. I have never heard so much violence in the news that I hear. I am so in shock, okay? All kinds of crazy things. A middle-aged man just spilled coffee, and this kid next to him here, I'm in Flushing, beat him to death and stabbed him for spilling coffee. A week or two ago, I don't remember. I can't keep track anymore.
No, I understand.
But violence is increasing. He did say that, and he said that sin would abound. There is no more soundness, okay? There is such an increase. I just look at the kids. I love kids, and my kids are grown. I'm old. But I watch and observe the kids when they come out of the school buses. They're jumping up, and they can't sit still. There's such an increase of ADHD. There's such an increase of you know what? It's even in adults. You're talking, you're trying to have a conversation, and right away they're going to left field. Then they're over there. Then they're over here. It's like, I don't know what it is, but between the computer, the too many channels on cables, nobody can watch a show. They got to keep flipping channel. Everything is nervousness. Have you noticed that? So that's what I see. And the driving... Here is, now you tell me how much sense this makes. They used to give out tickets $200 if you're talking on the cell phone. Now I think it's $700.
Well, it's a fine in California, too.
It's crazy.
Like $100 or something.
You got a GPX system in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't help people either, because if you keep looking at your navigating and there's such nervousness and you don't know any other, and this thing is talking, you're not looking at the road either.
No.
That's why what I see on the road, I I'm afraid to drive. I got to tell you.
Well, what I have for navigation, Tom bought me one, and his girlfriend bought me one for a couple Christmases ago. It's a Garmin, and that's a brand name. And I don't use it to look at the map. I use it. There's a voice in there. They've got a voice. There's a female voice in there, and she gives you directions. And, you know, you're hooked up with a satellite, and it is amazing. You know, she's right on. Wherever you go, and they compensate for your direction, but she'll get you. She'll get you exactly where you want to go. But all you got to do is watch the road, because she talks to you. She says, you know, you're going to make a right-hand turn in a half a mile. And as you get close to it, she says, make a right-hand turn at such and such. And it's perfect. I mean, you could go anywhere when you program where you're going into this thing, and it will take you there. It's remarkable. So sometimes technology is a blessing, not a curse by any means. Hey, sorry I couldn't get to the rest of you, but you know, we'll keep at it. Great program in store for you tomorrow night. It'll be a split show, but a couple hours we're going to talk about some miracles that are occurring, and I cannot believe we are moving now into the second week of April in a few days. Absolutely. I thought last year was a fast year. This one's totally, absolutely going way too fast, like this show did tonight. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everybody.